Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, we've been talking about reparations today, and we've said about reparations, it is owed us, it is due. There was a crime against humanity called slavery, and reparations is due. But in a conversation that we had with Dr. Conrad World back in January, when we were talking about the Mata Network, a black channel of distribution, waking up black people at a... spending money with black people that are making goods and services and working to get our $600 billion that are in black hands to stay in black hands longer. When Conrad heard what Mata was about, he said, my brother Ken, what you are talking about is a form of reparations that we have not talked a lot about, my brother, but he said it's a form of reparations that's called internal reparations. Conrad went on to say, he said, brother, this concept of internal reparations comes initially from 1993, the first Pan-African Conference on Reparations, and Professor Chinwezu in Nigeria coined the term internal repair. Dr. Chinwezu said that reparations is not mostly about money. Chinwezu said that reparations is mostly about internal repair. Repair of ourselves spiritually, brothers and sisters, mentally, brothers and sisters, economically, brothers and sisters, internal repair. Chinwezu went on to say, and Dr. Worrell coining the term internal reparations embraced it fully by simply saying that internal reparations is what we can do for ourselves. External reparations is what others must do for us, they owe us. But brothers and sisters, make no mistake about it. These two efforts must be simultaneous. We must demand reparations because it is due us from them. They owe us. No question about it. But brothers and sisters, I want you to think about this for a moment. We owe ourselves. Do you feel me? We owe ourselves internal reparations. We don't have to ask anybody for it. We don't have to beg anybody for it. We don't have to plead anybody to give it to us. We simply must do two things. We've got to love ourselves more and love our race more, and then we will look inside and do for ourselves. Are you feeling me? Brothers and sisters, we have to keep the pressure on for internal and external reparations. Today is a very different sort of a march, though. See, today, Viola Plummer, Sister Viola Plummer, and Dr. Conrad World said that today was going to be a day we focused on action. Oh, yes, we must talk. We must rap and we must clap. But brothers and sisters, we got to take one more step. You see, we got to take action. Now, Mata has come with a map. It's a basic map. It's a Mata action plan for internal reparations. We're not by ourselves on this internal reparations. In COBRA is at the forefront of internal reparations and external reparations. In is involved in internal and external reparations. D12, we're in this with the UNIA, the New Black Panther Party. We're together and united in the fact that we must get external reparations, but brothers and sisters, we are responsible for internal reparations ourselves. I want to direct you to an action step very quickly. There are brothers and sisters that have Mata t-shirt on just like I have on. Mata is a people, it's a movement, and it's a business. The people are African people, people of African descent who know that we must give and buy black. It's a movement organizing those people to be able to be involved in a business that's a black channel of distribution where our goods and services that we spend for everyday consumption, we must bring that into the black. It is not any way sensible for us to give 95% of our dollars away. So we simply say this, if we got external reparations tomorrow, and tomorrow was Sunday, if we don't turn around and give ourselves internal reparations, we will give the benefit of that external reparations right back by Tuesday or Wednesday. Are you feeling me? But I'm simply saying to you that our reparations is not going to be wasted. Our ancestors have given too much, done too much. Marcus Garvey has told us we got to think black, be black, buy black, and everything else will take care of itself. Make sure, brothers and sisters, that you get with one of these Mata brothers and sisters. get information from them so you can get involved in an action plan. I'm talking about what are we going to do tomorrow? What are we going to do next week? I'm saying this is great today, but it would be a failure, brothers and sisters, if we don't take another step after today. Are you feeling me? But let's make sure that we don't end our reparations fight today. It goes on and on and on, and you can only do that with an action plan. I say to you, internal reparations, external reparations, it's due. Internal, we owe ourselves. Think black. Be black. Buy black. Thank you very much.
And that was, of course, Ancestor Ken Bridges. A few weeks ago, we, of course, observed the day of his unfortunate transition into the ancestor realm when he was murdered on October the 11th, 2002. Well, as you heard, Brother Ken talked about internal reparations. Well, that's what MWM is now also not only talking about, but bringing forward. We have something called the Black Print Agenda 25. Black Print Agenda 25 is to make certain that we deal with internal reparations, doing for ourselves first as we proceed in the journey, the work, the quest for external reparations that is owed to us. We also must make certain we strive for internal reparations. So family, next Sunday, October 30th, we will be at the One Art Cultural Center, Community Center. And we're looking to do what Brother Ken suggested, to support one another, to make certain that business is not as usual, but that we're focusing on particularly black businesses that do love our people, want to do things in our community, want to see our communities and our families strive and move forward. This is what we're talking about. This is what MWM has always been about. And so now we're going to be able to really tell some very interesting kinds of truths based on analysis, based on observation. One might even say empirical knowledge when you're able to look at things based on the examples of it. Well, we've been able to do that now. We've watched things very carefully and can now really elaborate on why certain things are happening and why they also are not happening. Why 90% of what you see in most cities that focus on black folks supposedly advancing is either connected to the grants, the corporations, or a blend of other people. And note, this all does have its place, there's no question, but isn't there also a place for Kutichangalia, self-determination, in such a way that it's not mixed in with everybody else's stuff, or that it's not connected to the corporation, or it's not connected to the government, or some politician? When can black folks stand on their own? Well, MWM is here to make certain that we exemplify that and then some. And so while over the years it has been very difficult to move things forward, we are extremely blessed to have learned these lessons and to have seen some things up close and personal. We've seen for ourselves why we don't have any schools, independent that is, why we don't have many businesses in our communities in particular. Why are we seeing so much homelessness when there are hundreds of properties, thousands even, that can be utilized? Why are our students in debt that are striving for so-called higher education? And why would others get so-called student debt forgiveness, even in terms of thought, without our students getting it first? Could it be because we are
continuously disrespected, discarded, and not taken very seriously because we won't even educate our own children, most. And don't get me wrong, of course, we know that's difficult for most, but I'm saying for the folks who do have that capability to help others to do that, why have they not? Why have not our master degree folks, doctorate degree folks, bachelor degree folks, certification degree folks have not been to the development of independent institutions in our community that are going to be mainstays on a day-to-day basis? Why? Well, we now have some answers. And it's not pretty. I mean, it's not, you know, a pleasant reality, but it is what it is. It's just like a lot of other things that are now happening, meaning, you know, we now do know that there were some forms of enslavement that did occur other than the European one. Of course, that was the main one and the most pervasive, the most detrimental and the most destructive. But nevertheless, there were some other situations that occurred. And again, this is unfortunately normal and natural. As some might even say, it's a part of human, whatever, war, competition, things like that. You live in a utopian state of mind and being if you think that's not going to happen. It is what it is. It's a part of life. But again, the pale people, as they have been called, they took it to a whole nother level. And so here we are. So, okay, family, listen, tonight we wanted to share with you some information about the AMBER. That is the acronym, AMBER, for A Million Black Women Rising Federation. We are now coming forward with the MWM Universal Movement as it was projected and indicated when we started. Again, we have been infiltrated several times, even most recently, to be honest, you know, but that too goes with the territory. So now we are still able to come forward and begin to bring the MWM, not only the reunion, not only the first global movement for women and girls of African descent, but some other things too that we've been holding back on. So, as of today, we begin to introduce to you more about the Million Black Women Rising Federation and its Black Print Agenda 25 Direct Action Plan. Today, we want our sisters to know that we are launching major membership components. We hope that Black women will now step up and really do the things that we need to do. I had hoped 2 decades ago that that message would have gotten across, but unfortunately it didn't. So hopefully now, after COVID and other things have kicked in, the murders of our people, hopefully now more Black women will see the need for us to step forward and not only raise up the mother of civilization, but to do it in a universal kind of way. And that's where we're at with this. So let me give you some insight in details. MWM is officially a universal movement, is the largest gathering in the world of any women anywhere ever in one location. And for the 20th century, it will always be the largest gathering in the world, period, for the 20th century. And so we hold a place in history like none other. We are Black history / African American history. We are women's history, and we are world history. And so what that means is no matter what people try to do to, you know, create some kind of, you know, shade or other kind of stuff, no matter what, we still have a historical significance that no one else has, and there's nothing you can do about it. And so we have advised folk over the years to get over it because there's nothing they can do about it. With that said, we have now grown and we build off from what we started. two decades ago, and now bring forward this global movement. And so on Tuesday, there will be a virtual press conference. So there'll be on record that we're making an official call for the Million Woman World March. Why? Is it because we are stuck into marching? Oh, absolutely not. It's a much bigger picture for those who can, you know, see that far. The point is, we know that connecting with our women globally now is absolutely necessary. We know that we must now connect not only the energy, not only the creativity, not only the kinds of sisterhood that we need to do, but we know that the Black woman is not only one of the best kept weapons in fighting for our liberation and justice, the Black woman is, in fact, one of the key elements in the universe. And we're going to kind of demonstrate that for you. We actually already did, but folks kind of missed it or decided not to deal with it. But it's okay, because now you will not have a choice. Just as COVID hit and folks did not have a choice, they did whatever this government told them to do. Well, you're not going to have a choice with what Mother Nature and other elements of Mother is bringing forward. And those that think they're going to stop it, well, I just feel sorry for you. Not really, but nevertheless, the time has come for a mother to step up, take her rightful place, and do what has to be done for her children. And we say our children are our people in the context of being the mother of civilization. At any rate, you're now going to see more about what MWM is, not what people thought, not what people try to make it be, but what it actually is. There will be little to no confusion. There will be little to no misunderstandings about certain things. We are not advocating for and about other women, other people. We are here to service, to uplift, to bring forward our women and girls and our families and communities first. So you'll hear us talk more about one of our campaigns called First Family First. You know, other people talk about the first family. Well, we are the first family, for real. And so we need to act like it and bring it forward. So some of the things, family, that you're going to now hear during the course of this week and for the future is some of the programs and some of the special events and special projects that MWM has now prepared over these two decades. It is a tremendous amount of work that has been done, research, analysis, and now we bring it forward and put it in the format for actual manifestation. There is nothing out there like it, as you will now see. We've already demonstrated that. But again, since folks decided they did not want to, accept it, that's okay. We're now going to make sure that, hey, that will happen in every way possible. So again, on Tuesday, it is the actual day for the Million Woman March observance, but it is a kickoff for what is yet to come. And we will begin to disclose that all this week. So for tomorrow night's program, we'll give you more details, more in-depth information about the Black Print, Agenda 25, about membership. We're looking for now 1 million members, 1 million Black women and girls as members. They can be support members. They can be active members. They can be a 1 in a 1 million member. We have really an array of memberships now for our sisters. And again, we are moving into the international realm because we know that as things proceed, we must now do things on a more global scale. You can't just do stuff in the U.S. This is why we are like none others. Most are focusing on, you know, their community, even their city or maybe their state, and some on a national level. But very few put put it all together in terms of the local, the national, the international, the global perspective. MWM does that and then some. And so now we're going to present that to you. So for those who are in Philadelphia, we certainly hope that you will go over and check out Sister Nepa. She's going to be giving a special free demonstration on head wrapping tomorrow, starting at 12 o'clock. And then on Sunday, for those who want a more extensive instructional thing, you'll be able to go there. There's a $25 fee for that. And if you're interested, you can email us at nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can just go to Simply NEPA website, Simply NEPA. That's NEFTAH, Simply NEPA. And you will get the information there as well. Again, tomorrow's session is free. And you will get some insight into, for those who want to start being able to utilize the traditions of Black women, of African women, you will learn how to do that by using fabric to adorn your head. This is a part of our culture. This is a part of our history. And so, again, you can go over to see NEPA tomorrow. She's located at 1438 North. 1438 North 52nd Street. It's where her boutique is located, and it's also right next to where we're going to be at on next Sunday, which is the One Art Community Center. We're hoping that vendors will sign up to join us for our Black in the Black business exhibit at the kickoff for the Million Women March reunion. That, again, will be Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock at One Art Community Center, and we'll be there until 6 o'clock. And there will be guest speakers, live entertainment, workshops, strategy sessions. We're going to deal with some of the issues, and it won't just be conversation. There will be information that focuses on solution orientation. There will be also a jam session. So we tell folks, bring your instruments so you can be involved in the community jam session. There's also a children's village for you, what we call the Watoto Village, for children, for arts and crafts and things of that nature. Again, this is a kickoff for the Million Women March reunion and other things that will be coming for 2023. We're going on a national tour where we'll be going to at least 25 cities. And with that, we'll be taking the Million Black Women Rising Federation components, the Black Print Agenda 25, and other aspects of the universal movement of the Million Women March. So, okay, family, listen. Tomorrow night is our regular radio program. We, of course, will be coming on at 10:30 p.m. We will be talking more about the upcoming activities for this week. Brothers, there is a component for you, brothers in support. And so we look forward to building with any of our people who are serious. And that's one of our projects as well. The serious. And, of course, it's for serious as in commitment and, you know, things of that nature. But serious is also a concept. It deals with the cosmology, and that is one of the foundations that we're now tapping into in bringing forward the MWM Universal Movements. We're looking at some of our traditions, some of our history, some of our legacy, some of our teachings. And so the Sirius star, the Nomo cosmology, is part of our history and culture. And so tomorrow we'll talk more about that. We're going to introduce our Elders Council that's being put in place, our Sistar Society, and rites of passage, and a whole lot of other things. We'll be bringing that information to you for tomorrow as we proceed getting ready for October the 30th here in Philadelphia. We want to remind you again that on October 29th there will be a rally. Because MWM is about action. It's not just about an event. It's not just about a conference or a forum. It's about addressing some of the issues that is happening in our communities on a day-to-day basis. And so here in Philadelphia, as in other cities, gentrification, homelessness, things of that nature is running rampant. And the question is, what are we going to do? Well, we know that for the most part, there's not a lot now that can be done. It really isn't. But we can do whatever we can. So one of the things that we'll be doing here in Philly, and we'll be taking it to other cities, hopefully brothers and sisters will be prepared for what we're bringing, and it is in the context of reparatory justice. We want property. Property that is owned by the government. This is how we can begin to get the external reparations that is due. While folks are trying to figure out the check and all of that, we're saying there's land, there are properties, and other things that are just sitting. We need to occupy the hood, occupy the land. We are now the new guardians. We are now the new chosen people. And so we must now step up and claim that because our time has come. All right, family, listen. Stay tuned for tomorrow, New Day Resurrection, 10:30 will be our regular time, our regular dialogue. Brothers, we want you all to get ready because we are preparing to launch several projects that our men will also be a part of. So when you hear us talk about Million Women March, it won't be just about our women, primarily, yeah, but that's not all. So stay tuned for tomorrow, or rather, you know, come in, share with us tomorrow, and get ready. The MWM Universal Movement is on the move by any and all means necessary. All right, family, talk to you tomorrow. Peace out.